Can't imagine. And every time we fall, every time we make a mistake, he says the same thing. I did it for you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, Acts 28. This is a sermon I want to think it was about 7-8 years ago that I preached this thought. And I cannot get away from it. Every once in a while, you know, we go through things and we have to, sometimes, now us men are bad for like just saying, you know, our kids suck it up. Amen. I told somebody the other day, I said my kids would fall and get hurt, and the reason they ran to their mama because I'd tell them put some dirt on it and keep on going. Amen. Amen. Rest of y'all wake up and get with me and Larry and amen. Amen. There we go. Y'all know y'all have done that. Sometimes in life, you just going to have to let things go. Amen. Sometimes in life, you just going to have to just shrug it off. Like what's the old saying? Like water on a duck's back. Don't let it worry you. Amen. Acts chapter 28. Look at verse 1. If you're there, say amen. Amen. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one, because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came out a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hanging on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live." And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. I want to preach a little while tonight. You pray hard and amen me, and I'll be done in just a little bit. Just shake it off. Amen. Just shake it off. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, that we got someone to call on, God. I pray right now, Lord, your hand be upon us, God. Help us, dear Lord, tonight. God, you know what every one of us stand in need of, Lord. I pray right now, Lord, you would move in this church, God. And God, you help us right now to preach. And God, I pray, God, you would touch hearts, Lord. I pray, God, you would just help each and every one of us right now, God, to take heed to what your word says. And we're going to praise you and we're going to honor you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We all know the story. I think we ain't been long went through this in Sunday school. Amen. We all know the story. We've heard the story about, you know, and Paul had been in the shipwreck in the chapter before. We know the story about the Euroclodon. We know how the Bible talks about how they throwed the stuff off the ship. They did everything they could. And then the Bible says that at the very end, they had to stay on the ship. And even though the ship was busted up, the Bible says some on broken pieces, some on, they swam all the way. They made it to the shore. And then they get to where we're at in this story here. And I understand when the Bible says barbarians, this was not barbarians as far as what we think. This was just a different tribe of people. They did not, they were not crazy people. And the Bible says they showed us no little kindness. When I first got in church, preacher, I didn't understand why. I thought, what does that mean? What that basically means is they showed them all kind of kindness. They didn't show us just a little bit of kindness. They poured it out on us. The Bible says that they had kindled a fire. They received every one of us because of the present rain and because of the cold. And we know how Paul was. Paul was not just one of them to just come along and sit down and let you do for him. Now get a picture. He just swimming for his life. 14 days without sunshine. They had fasted. They had done everything they could. And now he's out there in the deep. He swims for his life. They make it to shore. They build a fire. And Paul goes out and starts picking up sticks. That's a lesson for some of us. Amen. Now ain't the time to slow down. But the Bible says that Paul has this bundle of sticks. And I've said this before. I want you to get a picture, another picture tonight. Paul has these sticks in his hands. He is carrying these sticks. And I'm going to use this pillar right here. Paul goes out. Paul grabs a bundle of sticks. He's carrying these sticks. Everything's all right. Ain't nothing bad happening right now. And he goes over to the fire. And when he puts the sticks in the fire, that's what the Bible says now, that when he put the sticks in the fire.
Amen.
Aren't y'all with me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then the snake bit him. Not while he was carrying the sticks. You can carry the devil all you want to. The devil don't mind riding around with you. The devil don't mind being at your house. The devil don't mind being in your mind. The devil don't mind you coming to church with you. He'll sit right there on that church with you while you raise your hands and while you say amen. I'm telling you, the devil don't mind that. But when you ever decide you're going to put the devil in the fire, then he's going to bite you. And that's where we're at. In this story, Paul is doing what he's supposed to do. How many of y'all realize you can do what you're supposed to do and still get bit by the devil? Amen. You can be, I'm talking about, you can pay your tithe, you can come to church, you can read your Bible, and I'm telling you right now, you can still get bit by the devil. There's some things in this story right here that I want to preach about today, tonight, that there were other things that he had to shake off, and I'm going to get to the snake. I want you to think about this. Every once in a while, you got to shake off some setbacks. Chapter 27, Paul's in a shipwreck. How many of y'all know that's a setback?
Yeah.
Amen. I don't want to be in no shipwreck. Amen. But there's setbacks that we all, that sometimes, you know, there's health setbacks. There's financial setbacks. And sometimes you just got to shake it off. Sometimes you got to say, I'm not going to let this bother me. I'm not going to let this worry me. I'm going to shake it back off in the fire. And every once in a while, there are sinful setbacks.
Yeah.
I know some of y'all ain't going to admit it, but y'all realize we sin. If we didn't sin, he wouldn't have put 1 John 1:9 in that book. We make mistakes. We think things. We say things. We do things we ain't got no business doing. Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all have ever done something stupid? I know that ain't a very politically correct word. How many ever done anything stupid and you knew it was stupid when you did it? You knew it was a sin and you asked God to forgive you right after you did it, but you came to the church and you still felt like a dog. Anybody besides me ever been there? You know what you got to do? You got to shake it off. He said, Dale, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if God ain't worried about it and God's forgive you and God said it's covered by the blood, why in the world are we losing sleep over it? Why in the world are we upset over it? I'm just telling you, every once in a while, you're going to have to shake it off and say, I'm not going to worry about that devil. That's in the past. It's gone. There's setbacks in our life. That's life. I told y'all before, it was amazing to me. After I got saved, they sent a water bill to my house. Man, I got saved. They still send electric bills to my house. What in the world is wrong with them people? I'm a Christian. Joel Osteen says I ain't supposed to have to pay that kind of stuff. But you know what? You don't pay it, they're going to turn your lights out. That's life. That's life, folks. And in life, there's going to be setbacks. Jonathan, in life, there's going to be things that come against us. And what you and I have got to realize, we're just going to shake it off and keep on going for Jesus. Amen. There have been times in my life I've had... Man, you can get up in the morning, I'm talking about on cloud 9, shouting it out, go in the house, turn YouTube on to a good gospel station, shout it out, be ready to have church. You and your wife get in the car, coming down the road, and you get out in the parking lot, and these deacons is going to know what I'm talking about. You get out in the parking lot, and somebody runs up to you and say, hey, did you know? Sometimes you ought to just be able to hit Christians in the mouth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Setback. Preacher, did you know? Well, no, I didn't. But now I got to get up and try to preach after you told me that. Setbacks. Sometimes you got to shake it off and just keep on going. Some of y'all in here tonight, you need to make up your mind. I'm just going to shake off this here nonsense. I'm going to shake off what's coming against me. Hey, and it might be real. It might be serious. But I'm just going to shake it off. How many of y'all realize when a venomous snake bites you, that's pretty serious?
Amen.
Paul shook him off into the fire. Now, we know we got to shake off. Sometimes we have to shake off setbacks. We know we got to shake off the snake. He's going to bite. There ain't nobody in here tonight that's immune or going to escape getting bit by the snake. The Bible tells in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brothers that are accomplished in the world. That word resist right there, it means to stand against or to oppose. Shake him off. Amen. Shake him off. We can't stop him from biting us, but we can stop him from hanging on. The Bible, I believe it with all my heart. If it was meant to be, it would be in the Bible. Amen. The Bible does not say that Paul looked at it and said, what in the world is that on my hand? Well, I'm the Apostle Paul. I'm going to write most of the New Testament. Why in the world is this happening to me? The Bible don't say that. He shook him off. Now, man, my Lord have mercy. The only thing we got, well, you know, we got copperheads and rattlesnakes and water moccasins, other kind of poisonous snakes around here. Y'all know what fangs is? Shake your head like right there if y'all with me, amen. You know, and I'm going to just use a rattlesnake. Sometimes rattlesnakes can have fangs up to about, what, 1.5, 2 inches long. And if that thing gets in you, Gavin, it don't come out. So Paul did not say, preacher, Paul did not say, well, let me just get rid of him. Paul said, shake it off. Some of y'all in here tonight need to be jerking him off. I'm talking about shake it off. Hey, forceful. Oppose him. Stand against him, glory to God. We got to understand something. We have an adversary. This is a war that's going on. And what I was preaching about this morning was a concept of war. I'm not talking about a passive Christian. I'm talking about a warrior Christian that'll stand and do what they're supposed to do and fight against the devil. Amen. Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. God never said, I found this the other day, and I wrote this down. I will never forget this. God never said that weapons would not form. He said they would not prosper. Amen. So just shake the devil off. Amen. Sometimes we got to shake off the slanders. Look at verse 4. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hanging on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer. They are talking about the Apostle Paul. They're not talking about Barnabas. They're not talking about Barabbas. They are talking about the Apostle Paul. Brother Donald, this was a man that was as godly as you could get. He's a murderer. He's a murderer. David, I'm going to use David. David works for the phone company. Internet and all that kind of other stuff. And I don't know if David's ever had to do this, but I'm sure it could happen. Y'all know some liquor stores have got internet. Liquor stores used to have landlines. Still do. Somebody going down the highway. They look out there and see David standing in front of the liquor store. They don't see the Comporium truck. Come on. You ain't going to believe this. You ain't going to believe what I just saw. The Bible says when they saw it, when they saw that beast hanging on his hand, up. We've been out there building a fire for him. We've been out there making him something to eat. Look at him. He's going to die. He's a murderer.
Come on.
Some of us can't even shake it off. Let me go ahead and tell you this. If it's true what they're saying about you, that's your fault. If it ain't true what they're saying about you, don't worry about it. Shake it off and just go on and be the Christian that God wants you to be. Amen. Sometimes you got to shake off slander. Let me tell you something. Since I started pastoring this church, I've been talked about more in the last 23 years than I ever was in the prior 23 years.
Amen.
That preacher thinks he runs that church. I've heard that. Y'all ain't going to believe this. I heard somebody told me here a while back, somebody told me that you had taken money from that church. I said, and did you believe it? Oh, no, I didn't believe none of it. I said, well, shake it off. Don't worry about it. If it's a lie, I'm not going to worry about it. Amen. I'm just telling you, folks, sometimes you got to shake that mess off. Hey, there's people dying and going to hell, and we worried about the stupidest things in the world. Shake it off and keep right on going. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9, an hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Just shake it off. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 9, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Just shake it off. Hey, when you shake it off, God will pick it up. Psalms 35, verse 21 says this, yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. Thou hast seen that, this, thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silent. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to thy judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. When they're lying against me and I shake it off, God says, I'll pick up that cause. I'll deal with the liar. I'll deal with the one that's spreading false lies. I'll take care of it.
Amen.
But you got to shake it off.
Amen.
You got to shake it off. Sometimes you got to shake off skeptics. Ever had anybody doubt you? They looked at Paul, the apostle, and said, this man's a murderer. He ain't what he said he was. In verse 2, all's good. In verse 4, things change. Now, I don't know very many of our testimonies. I know a little bit about Robert, and I know a little bit about David from teaching sons. I don't know a whole lot about Larry's testimony. All I know is Larry the Christian. I don't know. All I know is Gavin. Gavin grew up. That's all I know. I know a little bit about Brother Donald's testimony from listening to him. I wonder how many people ever got in church and you heard people say, well, I wonder how long that's going to last. I wonder how long. Oh, yeah, they'll be out there at the barroom next week, don't you? This ain't gonna amount to nothing. I'm telling you, this ain't going to amount to nothing. I wonder how many people said that about you.
They was wrong.
They was wrong. Glory to God. Why? Because you shake it off. I wonder how many people said that about you. I wonder how many people said that about Robert. Oh, Robert will be back at the honky-tonk in a few weeks. You just hold on. Somebody will call Robert. Robert will be back there, down there singing them honky-tonk blues in a few weeks. How long has it been now, Brother Robert?
Long time,
glory to God. Hey, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I heard people say, he won't ever make that good of a preacher. Well, guess what? I might not be that good of a preacher, but I've been doing it for 25 years, glory to God. They said you weren't never going to make it. They said you weren't never going to make it. I'm just going to tell you just shake it off and make it to heaven and just pray that they do.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, folks. It ain't about us. Sometimes you just got to shake it off and keep going. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the last one's going to be the hardest one. And I knew I was in the right place when I heard Brother David mention this over there in the fellowship hall. Sometimes You got to shake off the salutations. That word salutation there means praise. Paul shakes that snake off in the fire, and they're watching. Somebody backed up, put them bifocals on, put them binoculars on. Let's watch him. And the Bible says when he should have swollen and died. Yep. He shook off the snake. He's going to die, though. He's going down. This, I'm telling you, this is over. But he didn't. What did the Bible say? They said, no, this man's a god. Tell you something, when the devil can't get you with a health issue, and the devil can't get you with sin, and the devil can't get you with slander, and the devil can't get you with skeptics and all this other stuff, the devil will come right in and say, boy, them people out there at Liberty sure do love to hear you sing. I'm telling you right now, you're the best singer out there. Hold on. I don't know why they ain't asked you to sing with the band yet. You know you better than the rest of them. I'm using you as an example. Just be quiet and let me preach. He's trying to shake me off and I ain't done with my punch yet. But that's how the devil does. You know you better guitar player and the rest of them up there. Ain't nobody can play the devil like you can. And they need you. See, that's the thing. That's how the devil operates. If he can't get you in all these other ways, he'll subtly come in there and say, they don't appreciate you. They don't appreciate you. You make all them flowers and don't nobody never say nothing. What you got to do is shake it off. I say, bless God, if they don't never ask me to sing in the choir, or if they don't ever ask me to sing in the band, and if they don't nobody never say nothing about me making flowers, and don't nobody never say nothing about me playing the guitar, I'm going to play the guitar, I'm going to make them flowers, and I'm going to sing when it's my turn to sing. I don't care what nobody says. Because that's how the devil operates. And like David said, they're going, all you just in the play, and all you just going to help out in the play, and all you just going to work. Oh, yeah, they're going to come by and say, oh, that was just the best play I've ever seen in my life. And it is. But that ain't got nothing to do with you. And that ain't got nothing to do with me. That's got to do with him. Amen? So sometimes we just got to shake things off. I like to pick and I like to cut up and I like to have a good time. Sometimes it's left up to you. You hear me? Amen. You got to do it. The Bible don't say nobody ran over to Paul and grabbed that snake and pulled it off his hand. Because if it had been me, he'd have had to die. Because I ain't grabbing no snake. I'd have shot his hand off. But I ain't grabbing no snake. Unless it's on one of my children, then y'all better be shaking it off hard as you can if you want me to try. I'm just being honest, amen. I know that's funny, but the thing is, Tanner, if you get bit by the snake I'm talking about tonight, I can't help you. I can't pull it off, but you can shake it off. If this snake I'm preaching about tonight bites David, there ain't nothing I can do. He's got to shake it off. Let me ask you a question. What is it you need to be shaking off tonight? Anybody been talking about you? Shake it off. Anybody been slandering you, lying about you? Well, shake it off. Anybody been doubting you and skeptics and whatever? Just shake it off. How many of y'all got a physical thing going on right now? And the devil telling you it ain't gonna be no better. Just shake it off. Just shake it off. Brother Robert, y'all come get us a song.